responsibly.
Hey Badger fans, heard about the Varsity Collective yet? The Varsity Collective was created by Wisconsin alumni with three goals. First, to help Badger student athletes maximize their name, image, and likeness opportunities in college and beyond. Second, to support Badger student athletes in the classroom and life through our mentorship program. And third, to facilitate charitable partnerships throughout the Badger community. The best part, you can be part of it. Learn how to support our Badger student athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. That's thevarsitycollective.com.
Badger football lives here.
Oh my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere, so the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
When the weather is cold, it's wonderful to warm up with freshly roasted coffee or a delicious tea like turmeric ginger. Family Natural Foods carries organic and Wisconsin roasted coffees and teas to delight your senses and warm you from the inside out. Find Wisconsin-based Wonder State, Liberation Farms, and Ruby Coffee roasted local and fresh. They also carry Reishi Tea, an independently owned Milwaukee company inspired by tradition. Warm up at Family Natural Foods.
Always brought to you by DeKalb Brand Corn. Winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb Brand Corn. Case IH. Enter the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Favorite Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger Pregame Show.
From Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska, temperature in the mid-20s and a pretty stiff wind out of the northwest. As remember when we had Chamber of Commerce weather for most of these games? Not the case here these last few weeks, but still a very important game here for the Wisconsin Badgers, still trying to get bowl eligible. There will be no bowl game for the Huskers, but certainly it's a program with a great amount of pride. Both players on both teams, I should say, playing for interim head coaches. So uncertainty surrounding both programs, but they know they're going to have at it here today as the Huskers will try to beat Wisconsin for the first time in 10 years. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
The Freedom Trophy, trophy game number 2 of 3 for the Wisconsin Badgers. This, of course, a relatively new prize, as Nebraska didn't join the league until 2011. The trophy went into existence 3 years later. No matter what's at stake in terms of at the end of it, Mike, I know with the getting bowl eligible, it's not the ultimate goal of this Wisconsin program, but it is a goal. And it would, considering all that they've had to go through, including a tragedy to a former teammate, which, you know, obviously is bigger than anything else that's transpired here this season, I think these guys could look back, if they could finish strong, they could look back and say, you know what, a lot of stuff has happened and a lot of it's been bad, but look what we have been able to accomplish. So it is there, the opportunity is there for this Badger team today.
Absolutely. You don't want to be on that team that snapped that 20 game consecutive streak of being in a bowl, right? 20 straight bowls is pretty impressive. I don't care what program you're talking from. I was thinking on the flight over here about what Barry Alvarez always used to say when he put together his first staff at Wisconsin. He said, go out, told these guys, go out and find me guys who really like football, really love football. Well, that's where Wisconsin is today, 5-5 overall. You have to like football to muster up what you need to do to win on a road and to come back and beat Minnesota. I just look at it that way, because incentive is so very important at the end of the season for teams like Wisconsin and even for Nebraska here today. They got senior day, so that's probably one of the inspirations. They're going to play for their seniors. Wisconsin has to find something to play for, and that is get to a bowl.
Especially to your point about loving the game, you better, because it's cold. It's last check, it's now 28 degrees, but the winds are 20 miles an hour plus. It's going to get gusty, so everything's going to hurt a little bit more here today. So you don't have to love the weather, but man, it would help you a lot if you love the game. And they'll, both teams will get that test here today. This will be, for the record, the 389th consecutive sellout. Truth be told, there have been some empty seats during Nebraska games, but tickets sold is the longest streak going in college football. Extends by another game, number 389 in a row, sellouts here at Memorial Stadium. A little more than an hour away from the opening kick, the Badgers and the Huskers. Stay with us. Coming up next, our scouting report. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM Big Ten Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like Anthony Herron, Bobby Carpenter, Jake Butt, Matt McLaurin, and Ben Hartsock. Coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Feed your fandom on the SiriusXM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app to start streaming.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Upgrade your space and maximize storage during the last 11% off in 2022. Designer's Image Closet Solutions are great for hanging clothes and storing accessories in closets or entryways. They offer a variety of stylish products and closet solutions that fit any need, taste, and budget. It's your last chance to get 11% off all Designer's Image Closets now at Menards. Good through November 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Badgers fans, it's time to gear up for the season, so let's do it right. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more. Shields has everything you need to show your Wisconsin pride. Visit our fan shop online or in-store for the biggest and best brands in the game. You'll find the right gear to level up your team spirit with all the essentials for your pregame parking lot party. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Whether you compete on the court, at the track, on the field, or in the fields, winning isn't just a goal. It's a mindset shaped, honed, and defined throughout the season. That's why farmers pushing themselves to be the best plant DeKalb brand corn. Wherever you compete, winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
It's the Badgers and Nebraska today in Lincoln. We have a partly cloudy sky, but very chilly. It's the Big Ten and it's November. What did you expect? To get to our scouting report now, and Mike, we've talked about it already. I think you mentioned it with Mike Keller. It's been brought up earlier too, but for those just checking us out, Nebraska expected to get a big plus back in their offense here today with the anticipated return of Casey Thompson, who'd missed the last couple of games, was injured against Illinois a few weeks back, had numbness in his hand, looked like he took a shot to the elbow. But this guy, and Jim Leonard's talked about it, when he's in there, it changes the dynamic of the offense. They can be a lot more aggressive. They can push the ball down the field. This kid, the transfer from Texas, he's brought something to this offense, hasn't he?
He's good. He really is good. Just put it on the tape. You don't have to watch it very long either. You'll find out that Thompson can extend plays with his mobility. He did that at Texas as well. He's thrown for over 300 yards six times, three times with the Longhorns, three times here for the Huskers. And he does like to throw the ball downfield. He's got some targets, notably Trey Palmer, transfer from LSU. Look at Palmer's numbers without Thompson. They dwindled to almost zip, right? But with him, definitely a big-time threat.
Nine catches of 30 yards or more this season for Palmer of the 58 catches that he has. Their backup, Chuba Purdy, he suffered a high ankle sprain last week against Michigan. His season is done. Logan Smothers, if he plays, more of a dual-threat quarterback, runs really well. And then they used Jared Sinek very late in the Michigan game. There was talk that they might have to get him ready, but they'll ride Thompson as long as they can.
The one thing to be mindful of today with Thompson, because he's had some problems with the nerve damage after he took that hit at Illinois, which compromised his right hand, his little finger. So how is he going to handle the ball? Will his throws in this type of wind be affected? We've watched Aaron Rodgers struggle all year with a finger injury.
Yeah, you know, it matters.
It does matter. Yes. So that's something to keep in mind with Thompson today.
Yeah, well, they do have a good running back, too. I'm not sure how many fans are familiar with. His name is Anthony Grant. He's a junior out of Buford, Georgia, one-time Florida State Seminole, and then went the junior college route before landing in Lincoln. 880 rushing yards. They've used him a little bit as a Wildcat QB, but this guy, they'll rotate different running backs in there, but Grant can play. He can, if he has a crease, he can rip through it and make some things happen for this running attack.
He's kind of a bulldozer, isn't he? He'll take you on. He'll lower the pads. He's not afraid of contact. He's been good in a lot of instances this year. What, five times he's rushed for over 100 yards.
Defensively, if you look at their season numbers, you're going to be very much underwhelmed near the bottom of the Big Ten in the 100s nationally. However, when Bill Bush took over, as he made the adjustment from special teams coordinator to defensive coordinator, they've been a lot better. They've really limited explosive running plays. And they have a couple dudes. Garrett Nelson, he's very good at rushing the quarterback. O'Shawn Mathis, a transfer from TCU. His numbers have been pretty good, but he was all Big 12 a couple of times at TCU. So, they've got some guys up front they can rotate in there. And the bottom line is they're playing better here of late.
We both know Billy, good guy. He started off as a grad assistant at Wisconsin in 94, came back during the coaching transition. The one thing that Billy's done with this unit, it seems like they're all one now. He's connected them, which you couldn't say in the past about Nebraska defenses. And that really plays itself out in the stats, as you just brought up, Matt. It's reflected in the stats. They're far better than they have been in the past, and that's because they play more as a team on defense. And that's given them some promise for the future. Now, Billy doesn't know if he's going to be around, but he would like to. He's one of those coaches, along with Mickey Joseph, who said, hey, we want to stay. We love Lincoln, Nebraska.
And they've been a part of this with what happened at LSU. Certainly they were both on Ed Orgeron's staff that won the national championship with the Tigers three seasons ago. Now time for the home field advantage presented by Fetch Rewards. Well, one thing with Graham Mertz and the passing game, when the Badgers can run it, that makes play action more viable. And Graham Mertz out of play action, Mike, has hit 63% of his throws, better than 400 yards, four touchdowns, and no interceptions. The however is, you need to run the ball first. Get Braylon going, get Isaac going, get Chez Malusi, who's going to return today. behind yet another combination on the offensive line.
It's very easy to beat up the quarterback. I don't care what quarterback it is, who he plays for. It's been easy to beat up Graham Mertz. I mean, I'm guilty of it too. He didn't play well against Iowa. That's accepted. That's a known. The offensive line didn't play well at Iowa. They didn't open up any holes for Braylon Allen. It starts there. You've got to give the tailbacks a chance to get to the second level. Otherwise, you have no chance for play action or anything else. I'm just excited about the return of Ches Malusi. Might take a little bit of the load away from Braylon and make him better, because that's what we saw last year. When Malusi was healthy and Allen was healthy, they made each other better.
It's a very, very good combo. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home field advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save, built in Madison. Download Fetch today. Stay with us. Our Coles pregame show continues with our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers as we visit with outside linebacker Darrell Peterson. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM Big Ten Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like Anthony Herron, Bobby Carpenter, Jake Butt, Matt McLaurin, and Ben Hartsock. Coaches shows, championship specials, and more. More. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Feed your fandom on the SiriusXM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app to start streaming.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Our Coles pregame show continues. The Badgers and the Nebraska Cornhuskers here today. Time now for our player profile. And this week we visit with Wisconsin outside linebacker Darrell Peterson, redshirt freshman out of Akron. If you remember, Nick Herbig did not play in the Purdue game a few weeks back. Darrell stepped in and played extensively and played pretty well. Last week was involved in a stop, also had a fumble recovery early in the game that led to Wisconsin's first points of the afternoon in Iowa City. That outside linebacker tradition rotation continues to grow. Nick Herbig having a big, big year once again. C.J. Goetz has been very good this season. Darryl Peterson trying to carve his niche, getting extensive playing time for the first time as a Badger. We caught up with him about that earlier this week.
First few weeks, you know, I was definitely feeling it. You know, like you said, it's my first, you know, few games playing. But taking care of my body has been, you know, a big thing in these last few weeks. Just, I feel like Coach Leonard's done a great job, you know, with our whole team and giving us, you know, making the load a little lighter in practice, you know, giving us a chance to kind of recover and get our bodies back so on Saturdays we can let it loose.
What was last year like for you? Just kind of learning how everything works, getting your, you know, this is okay, we're not in high school, we're moving on to college level. Take us through how that went. What was that process like for you?
Yeah, it was a lot of learning and a lot of just sacrifice, you know, and a lot of frustration as well, you know, because, you know, all freshmen want to play when they come in, but I had to look in the mirror and understand that I wasn't ready yet. So being able to take that to the chin and be able to learn, you know, and having guys like who don't get a lot of praise, like Noah Burks was a guy that I learned a lot from, you know, because he was a guy that really made mistakes, you know, but it made up for a lot of other people's mistakes in the game. So we got to learn from him and Nick as well. Just I learned a lot from those guys, and I wouldn't trade that year for anything.
Is it the mental part of it, just understanding everything? That's the big jump.
Being a smart player, I feel like in our room, especially the guys who play, are smart. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And just learning how to cheat things and play different things, you know, depending on looks we get in the games. And, you know, game planning, you know, is a lot different than people may think, because, you know, we have, you know, our regular playbook and stuff, but you could run a base call and have a lot of different changes depending on who we're playing. So that was something that was tough for me to, you know, grasp at first, but learning from them and how they watch film and how they put the plays together and stuff, you know, was big for me last year.
I'm not sure how many fans are aware of how good Coach April is. To take you, because I think people are understanding how good Coach Leonard is, and they should.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Coach April. What makes him so good and you enjoy playing?
Yeah, he's passionate. He's so passionate about the game, and he's so passionate that it makes us even that more passionate. You know, obviously we love the game, but having a guy lead us the way he does and be just passionate, you know, we feed off of him. You know, that's not always the case. You know, he loves the game, and he's here till 10, 11 o'clock. You know, we're like, man, like, what are you still doing here, man? Just, and that's just how much he loves it. He loves ball, and he's always down to, you know, teach guys and learn. Even guys that don't even play our position can come and talk to him because he knows everything like the back of his hand. Mm-hmm. Just the type of guy he is. He's always here to help, and, you know, if you want to get better, he's going to be there to help you get better.
They always say that coaching is a lifestyle, but I guess playing is too, because your plate's full.
Yeah.
Are you able to, I mean, not just the bye week, but can you step away a little bit, or is it always, if you're not in a class, whatever, you're always, the wheels are always turning about how to be a better player?
Yeah, for me, you know, since our coaching transition, we've kind of switched our schedule as far as Mondays. So we kind of lift Monday and kind of, we don't have to really think football till Monday evening. So I kind of take Sunday to kind of just not think about football, you know, just kind of recover, get my body back, and don't really think about football until Monday evening. So that's kind of like my day to kind of, you know, decompress, talk to my family, all that good stuff.
It's been fun watching this defense grow, because there's a lot of young guys, and it seems like you're really hitting your stride. Have you gotten a sense, you know, just collectively, that the confidence is there, where you guys just feel like you could turn it loose, play really fast the way Wisconsin defenses have for quite a while now?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like you said, we have a lot of young guys who hadn't played in, you know, a lot of minutes, especially big minutes, you know, games like Ohio State, you know, guys hadn't really played in big games like that before. So being able to learn from our mistakes, I feel we've done a great job of that, not making the same mistake twice. And I feel like that's what's been going on the last few weeks. We've just been consistent in our game plan and execute.
We hear the words a lot, November football.
Yeah.
And as we talk, a little light snow falling outside. What does November football mean to you?
Must win. You know, championship teams, you know, Coach Leonard said, or somebody said it the other day, you know, the Fakers are in October, and, you know, the championship contenders come in November. And that's how we've operated. And I heard that a lot last year. You know, after obviously we didn't start how we wanted to last year, that was kind of the same message, and we went on our run in November as well. So kind of we want to finish out strong.
And that's Badgers outside linebacker Darryl Peterson, and that's this week's player profile. Stay with us. Coming up next in our Coles pregame show, we'll have our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dirty oil can easily wreak havoc on your vehicle's engine, so be sure to change the oil at recommended intervals. And for a motor oil that outperforms conventional and synthetic blends, try Mobil 1, the full synthetic motor oil that keeps your engine running like new. Ask for Mobil 1 at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And don't forget to pick up a Wix XP oil filter to complete the job. Because when it comes to oil changes, we've got you covered at Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Your home is where you should feel the safest, but the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Evans Transportation, the Badgers' offense is our inspiration. While the red and white are grinding out yards and punishing defenses, Evans keeps our customers moving forward by finding solutions for their supply chain needs. If you're a Wisconsin company looking for a money-saving end-to-end transportation management partner, contact Evans today at evanstrans.com. Go Badgers from Evans in Delafield and keep moving forward.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for scattered snow showers. High temperatures reach up to 20. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 4 above. Partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 28. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. About 1 inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Continuing with our Coles pregame show as the Badgers get ready to square off with Nebraska this afternoon, or this morning, actually. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. Well, we talked about the sellout streak going on here in Lincoln, 389 in a row now, they say. Attendance has been good at Camp Randall this season, and obviously, Patrick, as we visit here, we've talked 2 years ago about, you know, everybody did the best that he or she could under the circumstances, the cardboard cutouts, the fake crowd noise and all that, but just having people back at the venues, Camp Randall, the Kohl Center, Laban Arena, so on and so forth, it's part of the experience of being in a college town. And there's also dollars and cents to it, and then the economic impact of Wisconsin athletics. And once again, I think eye-popping is not an exaggeration, is it?
No question. Nobody wants to go back to what we all endured during COVID. It was miserable, quite frankly. And you know, for the athletes, for the people watching at home, not being able to be there, but also for local businesses and for the community, that it was really difficult. And so this week, Wisconsin Athletics released their economic impact study that they commissioned, and they've done this a few times to kind of see if there's a, if you can put a value, if it's measurable, to see what Wisconsin Athletics, and particularly Wisconsin football games, what kind of impact that has on the community. And thanks to nearly the 2 million people that come to Madison each year for Badger sporting events, camps, other activities in the athletic facilities, Wisconsin Athletics generates $757 million in total economic impact on the state. So that's a study that was completed by eConsult Solutions, Inc., and it was released this week. The study also reveals that every Wisconsin home football game has approximately $19 million impact on the state's economy. So that is substantial. When you remove that from the equation, it affects everybody. According to that same study by ESI, more than $750 million impact that the whole state has also creates more than 5,600 jobs and a tax revenue of $16 million. In Madison alone, that economic impact is about $462 million and creates over 3,000 jobs and $4 million in tax revenue. You know, why the jobs, you may ask? Well, the recently completed South End Zone project, for example, at Camp Randall Stadium, and ongoing renovations at the Kohl Center, a new one coming for the new practice facility for the football stadium when they tear the shell down, all of those, $37 million in annualized capital spending and jobs and just economic stimulus in the Madison, Wisconsin community. It's a major contributor and engine for this state.
All right. One more home game left for everybody to come out and continue to generate income for the state as the Badgers host Minnesota next Saturday at Camp Randall. Let's get to the field of play itself. I've talked a little bit on this pregame show about Graham Mertz and the importance of the running game because it helps him in the play action game. There are some really noticeable splits, though, with Graham to show how he can be efficient in certain situations, right?
Yeah, it's been an up-and-down season for him. There's no way around it. He's had moments of brilliance, 5 touchdowns in Northwestern, two over 200 yards and 2 touchdowns, no picks against Purdue. He's also struggled, like last week against Iowa. And so when you talk about those splits, there's a few that stood out to me. He's thrived in play-action scenario. 27 of 43, so 63%, for 437 yards. That's over 10 yards per attempt, with 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. That completion percentage falls to 57%, and the yards per attempt falls to 7 when it's non-play action scenarios. Another one, when he's kept clean in the pocket on passing attempts, and now Wisconsin's got yet another offensive line today, so we'll see if they can keep him clean. But when he's been kept clean, 16 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions, over 63% completion. That's an improvement for him because just being clean in the past seasons has not always been an indicator. Coming into this year, he was 17 touchdowns, 13 picks in a clean pocket. So to go to 16-4 this season, big improvement. Last one for you. When he faces man defense versus zone has also been an indicator. He's been very good against zone, very good at picking apart, finding those spots, those holes. 69% completion against zone defenses, 15 yards per completion, and just a fewer than 2% interception rate. Against man's, that drops to 40% completion, 13 yards per completion, and that interception rate jumps to 5%. The bad news is Nebraska's going to play a lot of man defense, you would think, against him. That's kind of mostly how they scheme. If you want to look at it from last week, according to deep analytic stats, Iowa played 63% man defense against Wisconsin and 37% zone. So if I'm Nebraska, I guess I'm going to make him try and beat a man defense, too. We'll see if he can.
Second half scoring. I know Jim Leonard was asked about it early in the week, and the focus was on games where the ending wasn't good for Wisconsin, but that's been a noticeable difference, too, win or loss, right?
Yeah, the team's record is 5-5, so you could break it up, and it's even. They've won 5 times and lost 5 times, so what does the scoring look like in those? And the second half tells a big story. I mean, the first half does, too, but the second half tells a huge story. In Wisconsin's wins, they've outscored They've scored 85 points in the second half. In the losses, they've only scored 24 points. Those five losses. They just can't find the end zone. They can't move the ball in those losses. The third quarter, particularly telling. They have outscored opponents 52-10 in their wins. In their five losses, 48-0. They have not scored a third quarter point in games in which they've lost. So if you want to look at something for today, a trend for today, it's how do they come out of the locker room in that second half? Jim Leonard said this week, we need to even things out. They can't be bipolar in how they've handled adversity.
So the wind chill, Patrick, is 16 for you to make you feel better. But in the Bahamas today, I just looked, it's 82. So you got that going
okay.
for you.
Okay, I'll dress warm.
Speaking of splits, that's dramatic. That's Patrick Herb. That is today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. Our pregame coverage continues. We'll check in with head coach Jim Leonard, presented by BMO. Back in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Last spring, you chose hard-working seed, but did it work as hard as you did? At NK Seeds, we know that all the time, all the effort, comes down to this. All that matters now is yield. And how the seed performed on your acre. Because you can't fake performance. And bushels don't lie. Visit nkseeds.com/harvest.
Buying a home? Rocket Mortgage will cover 1% of your rate for the first year at no cost to you with Inflation Buster. That's more road trips, more front row seats. Plus, if rates drop within 3 years of your home purchase, you'll get exclusive savings when you refinance with Rate Drop Advantage. Save when you buy today and refinance tomorrow. Call 833-7-ROCKET today or visit inflationbuster.com to start saving.
For fees covered, rate lock date requirements and other terms and conditions, visit inflationbuster.com. Call 1-833-7-ROCKET, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com. This football season, make the catch of a lifetime by choosing LRS to be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees and cutting-edge locations throughout Wisconsin. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
The Badgers know a successful season demands a powerhouse team with a can-do attitude. So does Case IH. We're committed to developing the most powerful, productive, and reliable equipment. From tillage, planting, and harvesting to hay and forage, Case IH equipment meets every challenge in the field and wins. Check out a leading lineup by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On, Wisconsin!
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker and West Grand. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, green bean casserole, and more. Even your choice of dessert. Just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done. While supplies last, call ahead by November 21st to order. Thanksgiving dinners and the fixins from Quality Food Baker and West Grand at Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Our pregame coverage continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Jim Leonard. I know we've touched on this a little bit the last couple of weeks, but it's been a lot of fun watching particularly the defensive side of the ball. So many new starters, and it's probably good for those of us on the outside to remind ourselves of that. And yet, as the season has gone along, if it's the inside linebackers, if you name a position group where guys have grown, I know it probably as a coach you never feel like you've arrived. But do you feel like the defense collectively is playing as well? You know, really, it's best football here in the month of November or even late October for that matter?
The goal is to improve week in and week out and to play your best football at the end of the year. We went through some struggles to get there, which is unfortunate. But I mentioned it a lot. With the flexibility of this defense, you have to learn. You know, who your playmakers are and how they respond within a game. And I think we've kind of hit our rhythm here, and you're seeing the guys play with a lot of confidence. You're just seeing a number of different players play with consistency and playmaking ability. And it's been fun to watch our guys respond down the stretch. And we have to continue to rise to the occasion and play even better the last couple weeks of the season.
You've talked about that, the ability to be flexible defensively. Having Hunter back these last couple of weeks, is it safe to say that he even gives you more of that? He allows that because of his IQ, his overall ability. He allows a flexible defense to become even more so with his return.
He's a very important chess piece to this defense, and it's awesome to see him back flying around. You know, he was very frustrated knowing the work he put in to have an injury early and miss the stretch that he did. Awesome to watch him fly around and see our players respond, and you see the playmaking ability, you see the versatility. It's going to have a little bit different role every week, I think, and just he adds a lot to this defense, and very proud of him and the work he's put in as a young player, to see the maturity and the communication skills that he has on top of his ability.
We mentioned on your Thursday radio show talking about Nebraska a little bit. Their fan base is phenomenal. I'm sure it's going to be a great atmosphere on Saturday. They are going through a transition as well right now. They have an interim head coach. But yet you watch them play and forget what the scores are of games. Are you still seeing a team that's flying around? They've got talent. I mean, they're leaving it all out there every Saturday. Is that still the Nebraska that people have been used to seeing for a long time? You still seeing that on tape?
Yeah, I think the standards of how they play, the physicality, the toughness, the speed that they play with is still there. You know, that's one of the first things you try to identify every week. You know, how consistent is their energy? How consistent is kind of their emotion? And that's been there. You know, the play's been up and down, right? They've had their struggles as we have, but it's not due to lack of effort, and it's not due to lack of commitment. It's more an execution thing, which is the issues that we've run into. So I'm excited for the opportunity. It's been great atmosphere every time I've been in that stadium, only a couple times, but really good atmosphere, senior day for them, so I'm sure there'll be a little bit of extra juice in the stadium, and we have to go down there and play really good football to get a win.
Quick refresher course from Thursday, Casey Thompson, sounds like he's going to be good to go. Transfer from Texas, what's the skill set there? What impresses you about him?
Thompson is extremely valuable to them at quarterback. He throws the ball well. They trust him. They allow him to make a lot of decisions, and they're going to be aggressive when he has the ball in his hands. And he's extremely athletic, so they're going to use him in the run game. And he loves to extend plays to throw vertically down the field. So stresses you out up front to remain in your pass rush lanes and continue to rush the quarterback. And on the back end, you know, you're going to have some long downs at times. So he puts a lot of pressure on the defense, and he definitely makes them more aggressive when he's been in the lineup.
Sounds like they get him back. Sounds like you get a tailback returning in Ches Malusi. Is this like pitch count stuff, to use the baseball term? It's been a while, but everybody knows his value, but you have to kind of be a little bit, I don't know if cautious is the right word, but smart with how much he plays in this game.
We will be smart with Chez. He's been out long enough. You just have to monitor him and see how he's feeling on game day. And it's only been a short time where he's been able to participate in practice with the injury he had. So we'll be smart. We're asking him to communicate with us how he's feeling. And but it's going to be exciting to watch him run around on Saturday and help us get a win.
All right. That's Badgers head coach Jim Leonard. Our pregame conversation is presented by BMO. Stick around. We'll check out the rest of the Big Ten schedule today and get you the starting lineups in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the #1 national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Live from the network studios, this is the Butch Health Scoreboard.
Continuing on their collision course with Ohio State next week. A home matchup, home finale for Jim Harbaugh's team, taking on the Illinois Fighting Illini. Illinois lost its grip in terms of having sole possession of first place with a loss to Purdue last week. Speaking of the Boilermakers, they have the home field today, taking on the Northwestern Wildcats. The other 11 o'clock start will have Indiana on the road to East Lansing to face the Michigan State Spartans. The 2:30 games, Ohio State on the road against the Maryland Terrapins. Final road game for the Buckeyes, and Penn State hits the road going to Piscataway to take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. A 3 o'clock kick in the Big Ten today up in the Twin Cities as the Minnesota Golden Gophers take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. Of course, the Badgers will host Minnesota next week for Paul Bunyan's axe. That's a quick check of the Big Ten schedule here today. As let's move on now to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. As you heard Patrick Herb reporting a little while ago, the Badgers will be without Trey Wedding today. The right guard out with a left arm injury. So in his place will be Michael Furtney as the Badgers continue with the shuffling along the offensive line. Isaiah Mullins will be out once again this week. Badgers defensive lineman is slowly but surely working his way back, but unavailable here today. And that is the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now let's check out the U.S. Bank starting lineups. U.S. Bank, life keeps moving. We're here for every step. U.S. Bank, member FDIC. We'll check out the offenses for both teams. For the Huskers up front, the left tackle is Turner Corcoran, 6'3", 300-pound sophomore out of Lawrence, Kansas. Ethan Piper is the left guard. Trent Hickson will be the center, a senior from Omaha. Brock Bando, a senior from right here in Lincoln, his first year as starter. He's the right guard. Bryce Benhart, a sophomore from Lakeville, Minnesota, is the right tackle. Travis Vokalek is the tight end. He's a pretty good one. He has 18 catches this season for a couple of touchdowns. The wide receivers, Trey Palmer leads the way, 58 catches, 831 yards, and 5 touchdowns. He's a 6'1 junior, 190-pounder out of Kentwood, Louisiana. Marcus Washington, 6'2, 190. He is a junior from St. Louis. He has 26 catches on the season. Alante Brown, 5'11, a sophomore from Chicago, rounding out the beginning of the receiving rotation for the Huskers. Anthony Grant leads the way in the running back rotation. He's a 5'11, 200-pound junior out of Buford, Georgia, 880 rushing yards and 6 touchdowns. And Casey Thompson returns at quarterback, the junior from Oklahoma City, the former Texas Longhorn. Thompson has hit on 63% of his throws, 12 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. His completion's worth better than 2,000 yards this season. For the Wisconsin Badgers on offense up front, the left tackle is Jack Nelson, the redshirt sophomore from Stoughton. Tanner Bordellini is the left guard, redshirt sophomore from Kewaunee, Wisconsin. Joe Tittman is the center. He's been the anchor of this Wisconsin offensive line, the redshirt junior out of Fort Wayne. Michael Furtney returns to the starting lineup. The fifth-year senior from Milan, Michigan, is the right guard. Riley Molman is the right tackle. The tight ends are Hayden Rucci, the redshirt junior from Lititz, Pennsylvania. Jack Eschenbach will see plenty of time as well, fifth-year senior from Downers Grove, Illinois. The wide receivers are Chimray DK and Skyler Bell. Riley Nowakowski and Jackson Aker rotate at the fullback spots. Braylon Allen, the tailback. Graham Mertz is the quarterback. The opening kick presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
So what's in your future? High school graduation, a career change, returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. We are the 10,000 strong Wisconsin men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. World-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Explore your future with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers, Local 139. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Whether you compete on the court, at the track, on the field, or in the fields, winning isn't just a goal. It's a mindset shaped, honed, and defined throughout the season. That's why farmers pushing themselves to be the best plant DeKalb brand corn. Wherever you compete, winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Rail Transport's a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of home daily driving jobs, earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, neighbor. Nice mower.
Hey, Sean Cleary. Yep, we really love it. But it takes up so much space in the garage.
I think I can help with that.
Cool. Bill's home with his giant work truck that takes up the entire driveway.
You know I can help with that. We are here for every stage of your life. Head to clearybuilding.com today.
Sean?
I can help with that.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football.
Another turnover forced by the Wisconsin defense. Loader intercepted. He's gone. He's gone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello. That's how you start your final home game of the year. All the way. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Braylon Allen does it again.
It's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, made in Wisconsin for Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by the Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, buildingwisconsintogether.com. Kickoff is just moments away. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good morning from Tom Osborne Field at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska. Alongside Mike Lucas, our sideline reporter Patrick Herb, and our engineer Dave McCann, statistician Mike Heller, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football and the next to last game of the regular season for the Badgers. They come into this game 5 up and 5 down, still needing one more win for bowl eligibility. Yeah, that matters. The Badgers have gone bowling in each of the last 20 seasons, and they want to extend what is the longest run in the Big Ten Conference. They need one more win to do so. Before we get things started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This game is for the Freedom Trophy, a relatively new trophy game in this relatively new rivalry series, the Badgers and Nebraska. Mike, I just talked about it with Wisconsin, just still trying to get to that sixth win.
Nebraska will not go bowling this season, and it has not gone to a bowl game since 2016, which is really tough for those of us who've watched college football for a while to wrap our minds around that. But, you know, both programs are going through some uncertain times right now with the coaching position and all of that. It's amazing to think that it's been that long for Nebraska since it's played in a postseason game.
That was a good choice of words on your part, too, uncertain, because this really boils down to the uncertainty bowl. When you take a look at both programs, two interim coaches facing off today, the uncertainty of the future, not only for the head coaches, but all the assistants and even the players, too, with the availability now of a transfer portal. We know what that can mean to each of these schools. Certainly recruiting has been impacted because of the uncertainty. A lot of things riding, a lot of things unknown now for both Wisconsin and Nebraska. And you're absolutely right about the Cornhuskers. Most people felt the hire of Scott Frost was going to be the right hire, that he was going to turn around the program. He was the hero coming back, right? He had all the ties that you needed to the Husker program. It didn't work out. It simply flat out didn't work out. Now they're still searching.
And the Badgers still searching for consistency. And the other thing, and talking with Jim Leonard this week, he said, boy, if you could find a way to bottle confidence, you'd make yourself a lot of money. And with this team, Mike, it's, you know, that we've said this before, we'll say it again, the margin for error being as small as it is, you really have to be on guard. When something goes wrong, don't let that snowball. I thought it did last week. The mistakes on offense, the mistakes on special teams, it really washed out what was a terrific performance.